How do you deal with protecting them during this kind of climate, right? These are people who are often forced to use public transport. They're very much at risk because of the areas in which they live. Many of them are going home to really difficult conditions where they don't have access to basic amenities like running water. How do you deal with a situation like this? I mean, there's a really interesting article that appeared on the News 24 website a few days ago. It was, I think, Channel 24 that actually covered it, or Health 24. In a moment, we are going to have a conversation with an advocate who's actually gone into a little bit of detail in regard to how we should be thinking about this. And there have been so many conversations about this on social media in the last few days. And these are the sorts of questions people are asking. Should I ask the lady who works for me to stay on, given that she uses public transport and is at risk? Should I pay her out and ensure that she stays home so she can socially distance, just as many of us are doing? Those are the sorts of questions that are coming up. Should I pay her out? Should I give her leave? They're all these questions that have come up. And I think what I've seen so far in the groups I belong to, people have been very humane in their approach to how they're doing this, and that they've, many of them have chosen to do the right thing. But I thought we should bring in an expert, Jackie Nachtigal, who's actually been writing about this in News 24. She's a managing director at Law for All. Jackie, good afternoon, and thank you so much for being with us today. What in your view is the correct course of action in regard to looking after our domestic workers at this time?
I think as we stand, you know, facing a state of emergency, we're heading into uncharted territory. So although there is a law that protects us and protects employers and employees, the world is really suffering tremendously at the moment. And it becomes a time of humanity where we look past the law and we look at what resources we personally have to help those around us, those that are facing unprecedented challenges. So we've received a lot of questions about what the law specifically says, and there are controls which we can discuss now. At the same time, we have to wait for directives from the government. The Department of Labor is looking at various interventions, you know, a day at a time at this point in time. But I think the baseline of what we need to talk about is humanity and what you are able to afford and what you are able to do right now.
Yes, right. Let's look at the issue of leave, first of all, Jackie. And this is also not an open and shut case, because, of course, people will have different types of leave. Some domestic workers work permanently with one person. Others are busy with piece jobs, working at several different homes at the same time.
I think the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, or the Sectoral Determination 7, which applies to domestic, you know, the domestic workers, is pretty clear in what type of leave you can get. The question now arises whether if you on your own insistence ask your domestic worker not to come in anymore. What type of leave is this? Is this special leave? Is it unpaid leave? Second of all, if your domestic worker is scared to come to work or is in quarantine, what leave applies here? A blanket thing that I'm saying at the moment is, if it's on your insistence, which it should be by this point, obviously it's case by case and people have different circumstances at home, but if you at all are in the position to not have your domestic worker come in at the moment, you should, if you can, put this through as special leave, which is paid for. If we look at what President Ramaphosa asked us all to do, it is to institute social distancing and to look at non-essential workers. In my mind, domestic workers in the greater majority of cases can be regarded as a non-essential worker. I'm, of course, not talking about carers that are domestic workers that are taking care of the elderly, or the question of childcare also comes into play. But as a blanket for now, I would suggest most people provide special leave, and if they can, make this paid leave.
Right. I think it's a fair approach to the situation. I was going to ask you what people's rights are in terms of pay, but it is a very unusual situation we haven't encountered before. I'm not sure whether the law caters for this sort of scenario. But there are also many instances where people themselves, the employers themselves, may be forced to stay away from work without being paid. What do they do in that instance, Jackie?
When you are forced to stay away, you can't be forced to stay away without pay, right? If your employer is forcing you to stay at home, this should be an unpaid leave, right? Unless you are posing a threat or you have contracted COVID-19, in which case it will go off your sick leave, right? Which, of course, then would be paid leave. If the employer asks you to stay away at their insistence, it is paid leave. They can, in certain circumstances, make this the annual leave. You have 21 annual leave days per annual cycle. So I think many companies will impose this period as counting towards annual leave if they don't get any other relief from government, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Jackie, anything else that you would like to add in terms of the way we should be dealing with our domestic workers so that, as you've said so well in the article, we take, rather than a legalistic approach, more of a humane approach?
I think there are two things that this has brought to light again for me is UIF, because if you are, whatever is going to happen after this, we are going to face unemployment. We have over 1 million domestic workers in South Africa, according to Stats SA, and only around 600 of those are registered with UIF. That leaves quite a number of domestic workers who will not be able to claim UIF benefits. So I think it again puts the onus on the employers to look at their contracts with their domestic workers. Have they registered them for UIF? Because this will become a problem in a few weeks from now. I think if whatever arrangements you make with your domestic worker at the moment, whatever leave you are providing, I would strongly suggest that this is put into writing and is signed by both parties so that it is recorded for whatever the future may hold. And lastly, I think we just have to, you really have to ask yourself before you start cutting on people at the moment, because that's the last place our country can afford to be taking cuts. Look at all your other expenses. Look at how you can speak to your bank for your debt matters. Look at how you can speak to your landlord. You know, try and take as many other measures as you can from a financial point of view before you start looking at those that work for you, that care for your children, and that are part of your family.
All right. Just a last question, Jackie, and this mm-hmm. comes to us from one of our listeners, Nico, and I think it's a more generalized question. Perhaps that applies to all of us. And the question is, if there is a lockdown, is this paid leave?
I think if it's a lockdown, it is going to be paid leave unless the government directs otherwise.
All right, Jackie, thank you so much for filling us in there. Advocate Jackie Nachtigal, she's the Managing Director at Law for All.